Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Somebody says, next time ask Dean where he is on DSA. We've talked about that many times. If you think Dean is DSA or is supporting DSA, I don't think you've ever listened. I don't think you listened to this last interview. No. He's not aligned with DSA. He's not a sponsor of DSA. He disagrees with the majority of their positions. It wasn't a great game to watch. And when there's 3 minutes and 5 seconds left, Dave, and they had to go 80 yards to take the eventual lead and win the game. I would have said no if it was, hey, yes or no, are they going to score right here? No. It's spin the wheel of offensive linemen. But in the end, that offensive line, they held Myles Garrett to his lowest pressure percentage since 21. With, can you identify the guys who are out there at the end?
I had the one guy.
Yeah.
The other big guy.
Yeah. One of the.
Yeah. That big guy, big fella, yeah. Big dude.
So.
And then Will Fries.
We had, at the end, was it Rouse, Fries, Brandell, School, mm-hmm. and Huber.
Road graders.
Not even close to that would have. And again, I was lucky enough to be part of the Mark Rosen podcast today. So give a listen to Rosen. I've known Mark probably since I was 5. Mark Rosen is one of the nicest, kindest individuals on the planet. He's just a great person. And he's faced some daunting challenges, losing his wife, Denise. He's now married to somebody I've been friends with for, geez, Car and I met about 35 years ago. She's amazing. And I was very, very fortunate to be a part of Conversation with Mark. So check out his podcast. And, I mean, I was just making the point. So what does this mean? Now, if the season, if they lose, a lot of people, maybe myself included, would have come in here and say, well, let's just be honest. She's done. You're 2-3. Look who you've played. You're done. Another point I did make to Mark, too, because I can mention this to Darisaw. The combination of Kenny Albert and John Vilma is it's just consistently terrible. They did not mention a single time that Jordan Addison wasn't out the first quarter. Zero. And then when Christian Darisaw isn't playing late, not a mention again. So it's not just those two, it's everybody associated with it. That's your number two wide receiver. And that's your, at that point, by far your best offensive lineman.
One of the best in the league.
One of the best. And not to mention. I mean, I just don't know how you, I mean I as somebody did that and God knows I screwed up plenty. You just can't. Your whole mindset is to be checking who's on the field, who's on the court, you know. Who's playing? I just don't know how they missed that. But that drive was an aberration for the game. That was precision. Mm-hmm. That was quick, decisive to Hockenson. The great play by JJ over Ward. And then when Addison, after obviously acting immature again, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, who'd I see put this out there? It maybe Meat Sauce did. A.J. Brown is supposedly unhappy in Philly because they're not throwing the ball much, and then they lost. Jordan Addison and what for A.J. Brown? Let's go. I mean, if you're trusting Jordan Addison at this point, on basis of what? Legal issue, and then he just parties too much and just skips the walkthrough?
It's amazing, of all the walkthroughs to miss, the one in London.
Yeah, it's because, by all accounts, to get to anywhere that was fun, it was 90 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
And God knows, we know Jordan likes to have a little fun.
If he was driving, it would have been 30.
Yeah, exactly. He would have been there in 10. He would say, hey, my dog, I brought my dog over here. Couldn't leave my dog in, you know, where is he probably? What's the fancy place that's kind of by Egan there? Sunfish Lake. I couldn't leave my dog in Sunfish Lake. I had to bring him here. And I get the KOC dilemma because you're like, hey, fool, I've supported you the first two times. Now you're basically just borderline giving me the middle finger. But we have to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, you matter. Adam Thielen, by the way, all you folks who turned Adam Thielen into Randy Moss the second. And again, I get it. You didn't give up 5 number one draft choices. I think he had as many catches as I did yesterday.
That's because he's being doubled.
Is he being
doubled up, leaving Jefferson open? It's a smart move.
The 14 plays he's playing.
It's a great decoy.
Right? And
it's from Detroit Lakes, you know.
I think I know that. And my whole point was to not say, again, he can't play. But my God, we just turned him into Jerry Rice when we got him back. We got Rice and Moss. And he might matter later in the year. I wouldn't be surprised. He was very good for Carolina last year, but calm down. But that drive ended any thoughts of rushing J.J. McCarthy back, correct?
Yes.
Right? He maybe could practice last week, but then because it rained, shocking, then it rained in London. And now he'll hang around, but he'll be one of the few. And, yes, we're going to get to the Love Boat. Chips out, Patrick's in. We will talk Love Boat extensively at 2:35, 20 years ago today. Is Alan Almos having anything today?
I hope they have a special.
If you're Alan Almos, Dave Harrigan, you gotta have a special today, right?
I hope. Have some fun.
Have some fun with it. So it keeps them viable. Now, this is the whole thing about predicting schedules, and I do the same damn thing myself, where you're surprised every year by what happens with certain teams. Denver beats Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean Philly's a bad team. They're still clearly one of the 5 best teams in the league. If you want to tell me they're the best, it's not like I'd push back aggressively. Because if it's not them, who is it? Because Buffalo lost to New England last night at home.
Yeah.
Right? So Philly, they're not blowing people away. Vikings with Wentz or McCarthy should be an underdog, but it's not like they're invincible at this point. Then you get the Chargers. Thursday in L.A. I watched some of that game. Commanders are a nice team. The Commanders kicked their butt in L.A.
Yeah, Chargers aren't great by any means.
Then you go to Detroit. They're pretty damn good. They're pretty damn good.
Had a couple good weeks in a row.
Yeah, they're pretty damn good. And then else, do you see who get the next game?
The Baltimore Ravens.
Baltimore Ravens will give up 50 points every game.
They stink.
Their defense. I'm kind of just reviewing the Rosa conversation. I think sometimes I hear some of the national guys, oh, that's not the Ravens defense. Hey, Tony Siragusa, Ray Lewis, and Ed Reed aren't playing. But when you got no Lamar and you got that defense and you're supposed to be afraid of that team, now who knows when how they're playing then. And if Lamar's back at that point, but those 4 games don't look insurmountable, do they?
No. You wouldn't pick the Vikings to win every one.
Oh, absolutely not.
Obviously not, but if you go 2-2, say you beat Chargers and Ravens, you lose to Eagles, Lions, that's great. That's fine.
You're 5-4.
Yes.
Right?
And you got the Bears again at home.
As the great Stu Gatz would say, you're in the mix. Then you're going to beat the Bears. You're 6-4. Now, under this scenario, when does Dave Harrigan put Johnny Mack back in the lineup?
Jonathan James.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the mix, I don't.
Okay, so let's again, another thing I don't like, but let's play it. Lose to the Eagles. Beat the Chargers. Okay, so then you can't play him in Detroit back in Michigan, right? Because you just won with Carson Wentz. You lose in Detroit decisively.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to guess today, Baltimore Ravens, that's when Johnny Mack returns.
That's very possible. I think you have to look your team in the mirror. If you're Kwesi, if you're KOC, whoever, if you believe you can win this year, get to the playoffs, maybe make a run, Carson has to be your guy.
He's just the better player
right now.
You've seen enough.
Yes, absolutely.
You've seen enough from J.J. McCarthy. If he comes back in my scenario and you're then 4-4 and he's practiced, he's healthy now, and all of a sudden he's staring at the Ravens and the Bears, okay? And you're looking at two teams where he can look good against, build some confidence. By the way, he throws really decisively and quick with Carson Wentz. That's allowed with J.J. McCarthy, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
He never did that at all. Carson Wentz was really good in that last drive, and he's obviously much more of an adult than McCarthy. I'm not convinced the gap is that wide if McCarthy plays five, six games. If Wentz was who he was that last drive, I'd say you're 100% right. He just isn't.
J.J. had seven bad quarters.
Yeah,
not seven mediocre quarters.
Yeah.
Seven pretty bad quarters.
That's true. Let's pause because we're already late. Let's talk Stretch Lab. Stretch Lab is a fantastic place. I mean it. Let's say you got a kid right now, dentist appointment, doctor's appointment. You're playing hooky. And by the way, playing hooky with a kid, you know, once a year with school. Dave, I approve. What do you think? Just play hooky.
Sure.
Take a kid out. Go have fun.
Or not.
Not on a terrible cold day like this. I mean, then he's got to wear hat, mittens, coat, you know, boots because it's borderline snowing outside. Take your 15-year-old kid to Stretch Lab. Take your 40-year-old self there. Take your 25-year-old self. You're 60 and you think you're in a halfway decent shape. You're probably not. All of it's available to you, double-figure locations. Rosie was talking about how he goes to the one in Prairie. I go to Variety, primarily Plymouth. 50-minute session, trained specialist. Stretching is so essential to the quality of our life. 50 minutes, see the experts, feel better, and you'll sign up for even more at stretchlab.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Former Hennepin County Sheriff Rich Stanek was quoted recently in a story talking about the fraud in this state and the whole Minnesota Nice situation and what role kind of the Minnesota Nice might play. And we haven't talked to Rich in a number of years, so former Hennepin County Sheriff Rich Stanek is with us early next hour. Overrated is next hour. This text is right on. You're not winning a Super Bowl win. Sorry if you go into next season without getting a feel for J.J. and let him take his lumps. You're not really progressing. If you go into next year and you've only played J.J. four games and you don't make the playoffs, what have you really achieved this year?
You have to think you can make noise in the playoffs. And maybe that comes from Jared Goff getting injured. I don't know.
I just don't see any scenario where Carson Wentz, let's just go to 50.
Yeah, that's what I told you.
Yeah, where Carson Wentz and this team can, with all the offensive line issues, the fact the defense, again, they were terrible against the rush yesterday, where they're making noise. JJ's got to get back in there sometime relatively soon. I say it's the Ravens game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.